Good morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning here in Paculette Mills, South Carolina. It's August 19th, and I'm Pastor Frank Taylor. It's good to be with you this morning. Hope that you are having a great outlook this morning. Each of us needs a fresh week, a fresh day, and God has given us that today. Just a few weekly announcements for the week. We're going to have a senior lunch this Tuesday at 12 p.m. So just want to invite any seniors that may want lunch or may want some fellowship to come to our Family Life Center. You can come probably around 11:45 a.m. and you will find a warm, friendly bunch there. Always good food and always great fellowship. But reaching out from there, our new church year starts pretty soon, y'all. It begins September 1st. And so the day after that is our Labor Day observation. It's the yearly thing that comes up every year. You know, Labor Day cookouts, Labor Day trips, trips to the lake, trips to the park, wherever you may want to go. But it's a great day to just rest and relax, and that will be Monday, September 2nd. And then here at the church, we're going to have a Meet Your Deacon event. That should be also in the Family Life Center, and that will be September 7th. But there will also be a Senior Mountain trip. And if I'm reading the calendar correct, that is also on September 7th. But I do not believe those two events will clash. I believe that one is earlier in the morning and one is later on in the evening. So that should work well. But I don't know about you this morning, but I need some encouragement. It seems that as pastors, we preach our hearts out on Sunday, we teach, and we meet different events that go on a Sunday, and then it seems almost the devil hits us with something either Sunday night or Monday morning. And so I am always in need of some encouragement on Monday morning, and I hope that you will find this podcast encouraging. I hope that it blesses you as you go to work, as you wake up and you do your thing during the day. But I want you to know God loves you and remember that God loves you. So I want to look at Romans 8, 26 through 28. And I want to ask you this. What do you do when bad stuff happens? What do you do when bad things show up and come up and happen in your life? What do you do? Well, that's rhetorical. You go to God's Word. What do? You go to the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. I want to read this text to you real quick, and I'm going to be reading out of the New American Standard Version, which is said to be one of the most accurate translations of ancient Hebrew and Greek and some Aramaic that one can find in the translations. So here's what it says, starting in verse 26 and reading to 28. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Holy Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And then verse 28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So let me just give you a few observations that I kind of want to pull from a few things here also. What does this tell us? Let's first ask that. Whenever we're looking at a passage of Scripture, even a verse of Scripture, that's what we've got to ask ourselves. What is this telling us? What does this tell us? Well, in order to answer that as accurately as we can, there are a few other things we should probably consider. Who the writer is of the book that we're looking at, what the original audience was, who they were, the writing style of the writer, the date, the events that were going on during that time, and then also what other books may coincide with that book. I don't want to get into that too much today, but I do want to tell you that it tells us three things. Here's the first thing this passage tells us. It tells us that we don't always see things clearly, nor do we always know how to pray. When you look at verse 26, you can see that. Paul basically says that it's a weakness because we don't always know how to pray, and that we don't know how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit, aren't you glad for that conjunction there, that but? But the Holy Spirit, what does he do? Well, look in verse 27. Not only does it tell us what he does, it also tells us what we need to know. It tells us that when we don't know how to pray as we should, that we have an intercessor. And that's in verse 27. I kind of want to draw from what John MacArthur says in his commentary on that verse. He says, no words are necessary because the Father understands and agrees with what the Spirit thinks. Remember this, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all in harmony with one another. And that God as the Father, it's not that he's necessarily greater than the three because they're all in harmony, but the Father is the first person of the Trinity. So he is the main representative, if you will, of the Godhead. And we understand that God is Father through the Bible. The Bible indicates him as Father, and so we understand God as Father through that way. And so when you look at verse 27, another interesting thing that you should consider is reading it in different translations. I'm going to read just three to you here and kind of give you a rundown of how this is worded. It may give you some clarity here to understand this verse, but also who it is that's doing the interceding, okay? Because we know that we have an advocate in Jesus as well. So notice here in the New International Version, the NIV, it says, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And then another popular translation, the New Living Translation, says, and the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And I'll read to you one more here. This is the New King James. Let me try to find it. I just have to scroll because how they place these. And I'm looking through the Bible Hub app. If you're looking for a great help in your Bible study and in your scripture reading, the Bible Hub is a free app, and it is a great app. And let me see. I must be missing it here. I cannot quite find the New King James. Okay, well, there's the King James. Okay, so I'll read the King James because I can't locate it. I must have to go on another page. And here's what the King James says. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So I think it's obvious who the intercessor is, the Holy Spirit. So what is this passage telling us? Again, it's telling us that we don't always see things clearly, that because of our sin nature. It's distorted our relationship to God and our knowledge of God, and that we don't always know how to pray. Maybe we just don't have the words, and maybe we're praying about something when God wants something else to be directed. So you have the Holy Spirit interceding. The Holy Spirit knows our will, knows our mind, and knows the mind of the Father. But there's one last thing this tells us before I pray. It tells us that God works all things for the good of those who love them. Listen, I want to tell you this, or love him. I want to make this clear today. Sometimes we want to refrain from allowing bad things to happen in our life. But friends, I want to tell you this. Don't miss this. Even the bad things that happen to us, God can work out for the good. Not of just anybody, not of people that doesn't love God and don't know him, but of those that know and love God. Isn't that comforting, friends, to know that even the bad things that happen, God can still work it to our good somehow. Even the undesirable stuff, God can work for our good. I want to leave you with this final thought on this beautiful Monday morning. Don't give up. God has got this, and he's got you. He's got your life in his hands. Let me pray today. Father, I just pray that whoever's listening today will be blessed from this word. God, as we go out and live our lives, Lord, may we live them knowing that we have freedom in you. And that freedom is because you love us and you set us free from the bondage of legalism, from the bondage of Phariseeism, and from the bondage of just ourself and our own perspective of what it means to be saved. Help somebody today to live in freedom, knowing that you love them and that you have the best for them. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said, amen. Y'all, be blessed. Have a great work, a great week, a great work week, or a great retired week, or whatever you're doing this week. May it be great. Remember, God loves you. Amen.